From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. It's a landmark day for Barack Obama. First, his campaign announced that it raised $150 million in September, smashing all previous fundraising records. And the Democrat netted more than just money. This morning, General Colin Powell announced that come November, Obama will get his vote.
I think he is a transformational figure. He is a new generation coming into the world stage, onto the American stage, and for that reason, I'll be voting for Senator Barack Obama.
Powell's endorsement is a major cross-party defection. The four-star general has served in three Republican administrations. He was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under the first President Bush during the first Gulf War. And as George W. Bush's Secretary of State, he went to the United Nations to press the case against Iraq. In today's appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Colin Powell said he'd been watching the candidates closely over the last 7 weeks, weeks in which they've taken what he called a final exam on the country's economic crisis.
And I must say that I've gotten a good measure of both. In the case of Mr. McCain, I found that he was a little unsure as to how to deal with the economic problems that we were having. And almost every day there was a different approach to the problem, and that concerned me.
As for Senator Obama,
he displayed a steadiness, an intellectual curiosity, a depth of knowledge. I think that he has a definitive way of doing business that would serve us well.
Powell said it wasn't easy to disappoint John McCain. The two men have known each other for more than 25 years. But Powell pointed to the choice of running mate Sarah Palin and said it raised questions about McCain's judgment. He also expressed concern about the direction of his party, and he passionately criticized some of his fellow Republicans for what they've been saying about Obama, for example, that he's a Muslim.
Well, the correct answer is he is not a Muslim. He's a Christian. He's always been a Christian. But the really right answer is, what if he is? Is there something wrong with being a Muslim in this country? The answer is no, that's not America. Is there something wrong with some 7-year-old Muslim American kid believing that he or she could be president? Yet I have heard senior members of my own party drop this suggestion. He's a Muslim and he might be associated with terrorists. This is not the way we should be doing it in America.
On Fox News this morning, John McCain seemed to take the news in stride.
Well, I've always admired and respected General Powell. We're longtime friends. This doesn't come as a surprise, but I'm also very pleased to have the endorsement of four former Secretaries of State, Secretaries Kissinger, Baker, Eagleburger, and Haig, and I'm proud to have the endorsement of well over 200 retired Army generals and admirals.